I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. The Richland Center Hornet boys soccer team lost last night 1-0 against conference rival Platteville. The Hornets played an excellent first half, with the score being tied after 40 minutes. The second half, the Hornet goalkeeper kept the Hillmen from scoring multiple times, including a penalty kick. It wasn't until the last few minutes of the game that Michael Murphy was able to score. With just minutes remaining, the Hornets battled to the final whistle, coming up short several times. The Hornets JV turned the tide and beat Platteville 2-1 in a real crowd pleaser last night. Sean Adams with a goal through the defense to score for the Hornets, and also Connor Stoltz added the second goal, the game-winning goal for the Hornets after falling 6-0 at Platteville Lancaster previously. The junior varsity was able to win 2-1 for homecoming. The junior varsity, coached by Josh Clark and Jonathan Kronk, have now beaten River Valley, Dodgeville, and Platteville Lancaster this season. Those victories promise good things for the future. With 35 out for the sport, the program has a lot to look forward to. The Hornets acknowledged parents at last night's game, and Coach Stadler would like to reiterate his thanks to so many parents that helped make Hornets soccer a great program. They cannot do it without the incredible parental support as well. So Richland Center losing in soccer last night, 1-0 in a very hard-fought match. Also last night in soccer, Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca and Dodgeville Mineral Point tied at 2 in conference play. McFarland 5-0 over Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells beat Mauston by a final of 8-0. At the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse last night, it was an exciting night as the Hornets played one of their longtime rivals.
The server is Sole Ewing. Here's the serve. Fielded by Hoosier. No, can't play it. Hornets win. Hornets win on the ace from Sole Ewing. Final score tonight, 15-13. What a match. Hats off to both teams.
The Hornets were down after a 25-19 win by Platteville in the opener. Richland Center bounced back to win the next two, 25-17 and 25-15. Platteville won the fourth, 25-13, and Richland Center won the fifth, 15-13. The seniors led the way for Richland Center, all made big contributions, including Sole Ewing, Lily Tidrick, Carly Meaden, Chloe Darling, Ava Cosgrove, and Maddie Huber. Junior Danica Pauls led the way with serving and some timely digs. A team effort for Coach Jamie Johnson's squad.
The student section, the fans in general were great tonight. Gave us the lift when we needed it. We said early on, it's like a heavyweight fight. And I told the girls the first set, we played very well. They got that little run. We're going to get our counter punches in. We're too good not to, and we're playing too well. And got sets 2 and 3. I was really hoping to get done in 4 tonight, but this is definitely a memorable homecoming. It keeps us in the conference race, helps with seeding, just so many things. It's a homecoming win that the girls really fought for at the end. The homecoming energy in the last 5 minutes is what I think really won that match for us tonight.
Coach Johnson says it was good to get over the top.
They showed max prep, so unfortunately put that out there. They beat us like 9 out of the last 10 times, and we've gone a lot of 5-setters. It sure is fun to be on the other side of it, especially since we went 5 down there and had chances, you know. But this, especially, there's just so much I love about this team because, you know, Thursday was probably the worst we played in conference. And then we cleaned it up Saturday. And then to bounce back and take these guys in 5 is just amazing. I love them all. I'm so proud of them. And they just stayed the course. They faced some adversity, and I can't be more proud of them.
It was Platteville's first conference loss. They fall to 6-1. The Hornets at 5-2 with some big matches coming up.
I think we got a great thing going here. We got 3 more home games. I hope the crowd really comes out because we get a little help along the way. We could be a conference champ here. It hasn't happened for a while. So we got to control what we can control. We got 3 more home games. And we'd love to see this crowd or this place packed and loud like that was, because that does help the girls.
Richland Center will host River Valley on Tuesday night for its next conference match. River Valley lost to Lancaster last night by a score of 3-2. The Hornet JV won last night over Platteville 2-1 and lost the JV2 match by a 2-1 score. Prairie du Chien was swept by Dodgeville last night in Southwest Wisconsin Conference play. In the SWAL, Riverdale grabbed a win against Boscobel 3-1. Cuba City swept Fenimore as well. And Darlington over Iowa Grant 3-1. It was Mineral Point sweeping Southwestern. In the Ridge and Valley, the Ithaca Bulldogs continue on top of the league after a hard-fought win over Seneca. That one went later than the Richland Center-Platteville match last night. And the final scores, it was 27-25, 25-13. Ithaca won the first two. Seneca then bounced back to win 25-21 and 25-22 before Ithaca got the win 15-12 in the final, and they stay on top in the Ridge and Valley Conference. The next action for the Bulldogs will be coming up on Thursday night when they host Weston. Weston fell to North Crawford last night 3-1. It was 17-25, 26-24. Weston won the second one, with North Crawford winning the last two to get the victory. Vivian Spencer led the Eagles with 49 digs. Valerie Bauer, 13 assists, and Lexi Rockweiler had 7 kills. Also win for Kickapoo over Wazika Seneca, 3-1 in Ridge and Valley Conference play last evening. Also win for Hillsboro and the Scenic Bluffs over New Lisbon, 3-0. In action last night at Black River Falls cross country meet, lots of teams getting the invite in. That is where the sectional will be, so a good chance for teams and runners to make their mark on a place where they will be in a few weeks at the sectional for the right to go to state. Richland Center Ithaca runners did well. Ryan Stadler was the sixth place runner overall, a time of 17:31. The top overall runner was Josh Ellerman of Mauston with a 16:56. Other Hornet Ithaca runners included Clayton Lee, who was 11th. Robert Budden was 19th overall, and it was Kiernan Culver, 23rd. Brayson Garcia-Boland, 28th, and Ethan Hady was 29th. Micah Meyer, 35th, and Dane Schwartz was 40th. River Valley was there as well. Bryce Ferguson, their top runner, 42nd overall, and Nate Hamilton was 51st. Dylan Kane was 65th, and Bennett Woodhouse and Isaac Limix finished 77th and 78th. On the girls' side, West Salem's Mia Olson was the overall best runner with a time of just over 20.02. Grace Fretz of Richland Center Ithaca finished 4th at 20.59. Also, Pearl Fretz was 10th with a 21.48. Rachel Waterfall, 21st. Adeline Lawless was 31st. Elizabeth Wurtsema, 41st. And Shanice Anderson was 43rd. Pauline Weber finished 58th. For the River Valley runners, they had two in the top 10. Brielle Grant was 6th with a time of 21.10. And Molly Moss was 9th with a 21.45. Also for the Blackhawks, Evelyn Tripolin was 46th. Reagan Sackett, 49th. Lucy Spahn, 57th. For the Blackhawks. Bowling scores from the Phoenix Center Scratch Bowling League on Tuesday night, week 3 of 16. The top series belonged to Travis Bushley with a 700, Marty Johnson with a 692, Elijah Cannon, 687, Jeff Seckman, a 670. Travis Bushley had the top game, 277. Marty Johnson and Elijah Cannon, along with Jeff Seckman, with 266, and Lucas Lindvig, 253. Chris Gerber bowled a 598, 100 pins over average in last night's scratch bowling at the Phoenix Center. Elsewhere in the scores from last night, it was Mark Ventos with a tie-breaking two-run single during a five-run outburst in the fifth inning as the Mets beat the Brewers 8-4 in a National League Wild Card Series opener. Jesse Winker and pinch hitter J.D. Martinez each drove in two runs for the Mets. Bryce Terang went 3-for-4, and Jackson Chirio was 2-for-4. William Contreras had two RBIs for the Brewers. Milwaukee has now lost 10 of its last 11 games. Here is manager Pat Murphy talking about the chance to win last night, and the wind was taken out of their sails.
It was emotional for both teams. Once it got to be 8-4, nobody did a thing. But credit to Severino settling down and really getting after it, making some great pitches. The reliever came in. Buto was fantastic, and Stanek was great at the end. So credit where credit's due. And they had timely hitting. They hit the ball where we weren't. Give them credit.
Murphy says the team has been resilient all year.
But they're disappointed. You know, they're disappointed how this game went. It's a big blow because we're in control of the game, and in 12 pitches, we're not in control of the game. Over a misplay in the outfield, it was a tough ball. And then a not cover first to end the inning, and then five runs score after that. You know what I mean? That's tough to recover from. That's a big blow.
And Reese Hoskins of the Brewers says they will be ready today.
Obviously, you want to win game one. Puts the pressure on the other team, but we've won two games in a row plenty of times this season. And yeah, we've gotten knocked down enough this year, but also gotten back up that I think we're confident, you know, we have the ability to do that 100%. We just have to believe that.
Frankie Montas will take the mound for the Brewers. Sean Manea goes for the Mets. That's a 6:30 start time tonight on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, San Diego over Atlanta 4-0. In the American League playoffs, Detroit 3, Houston 1, Kansas City 1-0 over Baltimore. 2 days after Braden Narveson missed a pair of field goals in a 2-point loss to the Vikings, the Packers worked out a pair of kickers. Chad Ryland and Lucas Haversick on Tuesday. Narveson has missed 4 field goals in 4 games. Ryland was a 4th-round pick of the Patriots in the 23 draft. He made 16 of 25, 64% field goals, and 24 of 25, 96% extra points during his rookie season. Haversick made 15 of 20, 75% field goals, and 19 of 22, 86.4% extra points over 9 games with the Rams last season. An alumni like J.J. Watt, Melvin Gordon, Sam Decker, and Zach Showalter all weighed in on social media to express their frustrations with the Badgers' 38-21 loss to USC Saturday. Adding to that frustration was a cryptic tweet from the now Jet and former Badger running back Braylon Allen, who said someday he'd explain what was going on during his last season with Wisconsin. Despite the unrest, Fickell says he doesn't let the outside noise affect him or his approach. The Badgers will try to get back on track Saturday at Camp Randall against 1-3 Purdue. I'm Phil Nee with sports.